So let's just take 1 minute and find a very comfortable place. And we're going to go into a nice state of meditation right now. And if you don't do a formal meditation, just close your eyes and begin to relax through conscious breathing. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to call forth the energies of the Divine Feminine. It's also called Shakti. It's called many names. Divine Love. Whatever it is for you. And I'm going to hold a space for you to feel absolutely divinely protected and safe in your space. So that you can fully open up to receive, which as you know is a key, a very important key to your spiritual growth. And you can call in your divine helpers, however you call them. And we'd like you to call forth all aspects of you for this call. So you have permission to let go of your to-do list and everything that's going on in your life just to be present and to breathe and relax and receive and enjoy. And you may also at the same time begin to notice the energy from the area where I live called the Red Rocks. And that might feel a bit different to you, but we are going to be using the Red Rocks earth energy for grounding. So here's what we're going to do. Place your feet, shoes off, you can keep your socks on, firmly on your carpet or on the ground or on the floor. And I'd like you to remember visually and kinesthetically the pure light physically of the core of the earth. So this is very physical now. To remember the feeling and the visuals of the core of the earth and how this pure light moves into what we call lava, very hot lava, which when it comes to the surface of the earth and it interacts with the air and all the other elements of the earth and the sun, it begins to cool off and begins to harden until it finally hardens and solidifies into what we call solid lava that over time begins to grow life, new life. Now I want you to feel and remember this feeling of solidity. And beginning with the tips of all your toes of your feet, you're just going to simply allow this feeling of solidity, like through osmosis. It's going to begin to move into your bones. As if your bones were beginning to absorb this solidity, this feeling of solidity. And it's going to go throughout your whole structural system. So this is not your organs or your skin or your connective tissue per se. But this is just, it's going to move into all the bones of your body eventually. And it's going to end. For many of you with the cranial bones in your brain, although for some of you it might end with the finger bones and thumb bones in your hands. So it's going to come up very slowly. It has like its own rhythm and flow. And it's going to move into all levels of your bones. Now, any injuries that you've had or any kind of imbalances in your bones, and that will include your spine. So when this energy begins to move through that area, you may feel intense pain. But hopefully it'll be very brief. So this new grounding process will help your body to shift and heal, but also is going to realign you with the correct zero point, if you will, of the earth and your body. So in other words, if things haven't healed up in your life, physically and otherwise, it may mean on this level that your grounding is askew, like it might be off 3 or 4 or 5 or 20 degrees from center, if you know what I mean. It's like a gyroscope. And if you spin the gyroscope fast enough, it stays very steady on a piece of string or a piece of wire. And if it's not gyrating at the correct speed, it begins to wobble and eventually it will fall off the string. So that could be a good analogy. So what we're doing is we're allowing a realignment with the core of the earth and your body so that at some point you will be really grounded and able to hold the divine energies that are coming upon the planet little by little each month. It's part of the ascension process. So you don't have to do anything. Just allow this feeling. It can be very strange for some of you. Just let it begin to move up through your body, through your bones. You may get really thirsty all of a sudden, so please sip some water. Okay, so the oneness, the quantum, this divine Shakti, as some call it, is non-local, so it is everywhere. And we sort of forget that we're really connected to this all the time. So what we're going to do, and you can do this in your own way, is you're going to bring your awareness to self, to your body, let go of everything that's going on in your life, everything. So what we're doing is we're taking our attention away from all our problems, all our issues, all the things that aren't going right in our life, our worries, our concerns, our pain, our personal suffering, and we're bringing awareness back to center. Now, if you want a reference point, okay, it's a still point behind your heart. The green disc, whatever you want to call it, the sanctuary of the heart. Okay, now this healing power that we call blessings, or we call it grace, we call it love, whatever you want to call it. We could just call it divinity or the oneness. All we need to do is just let that move through us as us. So just let it move. Just let it move through the areas where you've been blocking yourself, whether we call it a physical block, emotional, psychological, psychic, energetic. Allow it to move through any place in your body where you've been hurting. You want to allow it to move through the illusions that we've been carrying this whole lifetime, the illusion that you could be hurt, that you can suffer pain, that you can be off your spiritual path, that you could do something wrong, that you sinned, whatever. And you're going to do your best just to be present. There's nothing to do but just to allow these waves to come and go. You know the feeling of those waves, those bliss waves. Just allow it to come and go. It's like the ocean tide, right? It comes in and then it goes out. And it'll come in again and go out again. This is a practice in presence. Just breathe when your body wants to breathe. Dropping your shoulders, relaxing all the muscles in your face, your jaw, your forehead, your fingers, your toes, your calves, your thighs, your eyelids. So when you become, not so much you, when your body becomes more relaxed, it can begin to absorb the Shakti. And as you begin to relax, this energy that's coming from the earth can go deeper into your bones. This is a self-corrective energy vibration. It's very intelligent. So just feel as if the power of grace is beginning to move through all aspects of your consciousness and your life. So going deep into the subconscious, going into the superconscious, going into the shadow aspects, and you're just being present. You can have your eyes open or closed, but you want to allow the body to become very still. Still, like no desire to move at all. Or this feeling of paralysis where I can't move my body. And that's very good. Now, let the visions come and go. Let the feelings come and go. Let the sensations come and go. Hang on to nothing. Just let it ebb and flow. It's like the wind. The wind comes and then it goes. I am allowing the alignment with the flow of the universe to move through me, for me, and as me. Yes, just remember to breathe occasionally. You may feel some kriyas, which are involuntary body movements. All right, so just allow that. You might feel temperature changes. A little lightheadedness, sometimes maybe feeling a little nauseous. These are all natural symptoms or effects, after effects of interfacing with the Shakti, the oneness. Again, notice this earth energy and where it is in your body. All right, so as these energies move through you, the idea is for these energies to very gently and lovingly work with the illusions that are stuck in your body or, and in your mind. So we're not going to do battle with that, with these belief systems or these attitudes or perceptions. But the imprints and conditionings that we've inherited and that we've created in all our lifetimes relating to here are up for review. And they've come up so that we could transform these illusions. False sense of self, or false sense of the world. So, an illusion can be anything that you believe in that causes you distress in some manner, shape, or form that gets you upset. So one example is looking at the news and becoming very upset. Or thinking about how this one person did you wrong and messed up your life, and now you're suffering because of that person or that event. So let's together take a deep breath and move into this space of how we all are, have been divinely created. And that we all rest in God. And that we derive our energy and our life from that prime source. So I'm just going to talk now about what I'm feeling coming up in the group energy. So if you have put your faith in another person and that you gave your energy to that person, and then somewhere along in the journey of life, that person disappointed, did you wrong, left you, beat you, hurt you, was not truthful to you. So if that has been the case in one form or another, just take a deep breath and allow the Shakti, allow the oneness. Allow the power of grace to move into that experience. So it's not this energy can take away your experiences, but it can give you, the soul, a different perspective on these illusions, these conditionings, samskaras, as they're called in the East, impressions that have been burned into the neurology of the brain and even the heart. So you don't have to know how these scars can be healed or unburned from your brain. Just allow this feeling of oneness to keep moving through you inside, through you outside, in your field, in your consciousness. And we're going to ask all of your ancestors and family members and pets to also be receptive to this experience in their own way as they allow. Okay, no matter what you're feeling, just keep breathing occasionally. So those of you that have taken on medical illnesses from the planet, don't have to do that anymore. Now, here's a fun thing you can do by not doing, but just allow a reverse engineering of that whole pattern, that whole past life pattern, the psychology of that as the healer, as the shaman, as the mother, even as a teacher, to take on and absorb planetary samskaras, impressions, conditionings, miasms, if you will. Those are the major diseases of the planet, physically and mentally. You don't have to do that anymore. Nor do your pets have to take on the family karma and get sick. Pearl, are you listening to this? Isis? So Pearl's the kind of the husky doggy. Isis is the kitty. Okay, they can represent all of your pets receiving today's activation. So here's another illusion about suffering, and that has to do with about finding the right kind of job or creating the right kind of practice for yourself or business, and the struggle that you've had to go through, the struggle of working for out-to-lunch bosses, and a little comedy team stuff here. And we can throw in for the kids here, the young adults that are going to school and college, about having to take classes where you know more than the professor or the teacher, and hence you're bored. And I'll go play my video game on my cell phone rather than listen to the teacher talk. Now, there's this whole big level that nobody really talks about too much. It's very common. We've talked about it before. That's that whole area of abuse. Abuse within the family as you were growing up. Not feeling wanted. Feeling abandoned. Big people not trusting your intuitions and your opinions and your perceptions about things, even though you're 5 or 7 years old, And how could you know those things? You're only a little kid. So the illusion of having to shut down in order to survive and be safe. But then when you shut down, you even got more hurt and more abused. So then you try to overcome that feeling of inadequacy and self-esteem. And you try to overachieve and become super type A, double A, triple A person to excel, to show people that you weren't stupid or dumb. But you paid a price for that, most likely. A level of stress, insomnia, digestive issues, restless leg syndrome, migraines, breast cancer. Okay, keep breathing. If you pass out and zone out, that's okay, because you'll come back. You'll check in and then you'll check out again. If there's a place in your body that's really hurting, just take a deep breath there. Relax. Everything's going to be cool. So this whole notion of having to struggle and survive in life to overcome these obstacles, that collective belief system started a long time ago in our history, and we've accepted it as part of the agreements to come to Earth, even other places as well, but especially here. And why does life have to be so hard? And you know people that have believed that for a long time. Life is hard and you got to make the best of it. Money doesn't grow on trees. Pennies don't come from heaven. You got to work for what you get. And then you've got to protect what you get. So then you worry about what you have, because you might lose it. So what if you lost your marriage? Can you breathe? And this whole illusion or this conditioning, this obstacle to peace. But I can't see. I don't have the clarity. I really don't know what I want to do. I mean, I do, but I'm believing that I don't. So I just tell others, well, I really don't know. I just know I want to do something different. I'm in a place in my life where I've got to make a change. I don't know where to live. I don't know where to go. I don't know what I'm going to do for income. And even if I do know what I want to do, how am I going to get there? Because I don't have the backing or the foundation to start it. Okay, take a deep breath. So the question is, where are you going to put your faith? And where are you going to put your trust? Take a deep breath And notice now the earth energies. Where is it in your body? And like we said before, this flow that you're feeling is very slow. I mean, it's really taking its time moving through your body, as it should. Because your body has many different levels to it, physically, energetically. Your bones have many facets. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if all of you, while we're holding the space, for all of you to have a big change in your physical condition in your body at some point very soon from this event tonight, and working in a new way with this realignment with the earth. So again, think of it this way. If you've struggled and struggled and struggled, and have gotten so tired of the struggle, just on one level, it could mean that somewhere your grounding got out of whack. It could have been when you were born, if you had a difficult birth. Well, if your body had a difficult birth, and your mom had a difficult labor, delivery, and especially if she was medicated, and if she had a C-section, or if there were cords around your neck, or if you came out backwards or upside down, or if you were premature and had to be put in an incubator. So not only physical experience can alter your grounding, but definitely emotional experiences when you were young. Family divorce, separation, parent dying all of a sudden for no reason, no seemingly no reason. Or death in the family, sibling, aunt, uncle, grandparents, or parents having to go homeless. Whatever it is, can definitely have an impact on how your energy is aligned with the earth. So we have talked about how you can bring your spiritual home here to the earth, but if your grounding is not precise, and we really mean precise, you're going to have problems and issues and difficulties with that whole alignment. Mind-body integration, integrating the quantum into your life. So it's like your computer system. If something is off, your whole computer is not going to work right. If you got an app, which can symbolize a past life pattern, running in the background that you forgot to delete or turn off, it can slow your computer down over time. And then your computer begins to run very slowly, or your cell phone. Or it can drain your battery. Now, where did my energy go, man? I just charged it up this morning. It's only like 2 o'clock today, and like I got 10% left. And it's also like deleting your browsing history. And cookies, your cache. That's C-H-C-H-E. Or it could be C-A-S-H. Deleting cache. So it all affects your operations. Okay, breathe. Okay. Continue to allow everything to just keep happening. And we're going to do something really neat now. We're going to bring our focus. As you activate the pineal, pituitary, thalamus in the brain, take a deep breath. And release. Now, there is this a very tiny, empty space right below your pineal gland. So you're going to just bring your awareness there. So first of all, your pineal gland's inside your brain, kind of towards the center, but a little bit down from it. If you just follow the base of your nose into your brain, it's kind of like sort of in there in the center. It's a little bit close to the pituitary gland. So the pineal gland can look like a little tiny pine cone or a little P-shaped thing. It's not very big. Yeah, there's a little space below there. So you bring your focus there, your attention. Now, we're going to call forth the core of creation. Now we're expanding, or just allowing our awareness to expand away from our physical bodies. Even beyond our chakras, our energy field, and all of that. So the heart of creation, the core of creation, there is also this pure divine vibration. It's been called the divine sound, the divine light of God. But in any case, it's this pure vibration that created you. All right, so you're simply going to receive from the core of creation this frequency vibration in the form of light and sound that's going to connect and activate this space right underneath your pineal gland. It's as if the pineal gland is receiving a signal from deep space, from deep inner space. It is a little bit like an antenna, so it can send and receive, but we are just receiving right now. And again, we are allowing an alignment, the pineal with the base of your spine, where your sacrum is, where your original eight cells are, the original eight cells. Now are being readjusted. Reharmonized. Back to its original divine blueprint or matrix or setup. I am receiving the power of grace. Now allow your perception to move from a place of perceiving obstacles in your life to perceiving opportunities. Really nice opportunities that are for your highest and best. Now, you may feel weird stuff going on in your brain, and you may feel dizzy, lightheaded, even like you're going to pass out. And maybe some of you left your bodies already. All right, that's all normal. You may feel stuff happening in your stomach, your solar plexus. That's also normal. And you may feel slight pressure in your head or even a headache. Do your best to not resist anything. In other words, don't fight it. Allow the body to be very still. Still meaning no physical movement. Body's just present. And begin to notice how clear your eyes feel, even if you have your eyes closed. Now, the illusions that samskaras that they talk about in the East can be very much associated with your third eye and your physical vision, as well as your level of intuitive expression and seeing clearly events, people, places, and things, situations. So just know that from this, you're going to be seeing people, places, things, situations a little differently. And you'll begin to see it with more insight and truthfulness, and in which case you're going to have to really own it and acknowledge it and express it. Don't keep it inside. So speaking one's truth, so this is going to affect your thyroid function. So for all of you that have hypothyroid condition, goiters or lumps in and around your thyroid, enlarged thyroid, whatever, now just allow that earth energy, when it eventually moves up through your throat, so it will eventually move up through your spine, right in your neck. So it's going to affect your thyroid, your parathyroids. It will affect those endocrine glands in your throat. Oh, also it's going to affect your lymphatic system, especially under your armpits, inside your groin area, and the kind of side of your neck. So remember to drink a little bit more water in the next few days. And pure pineapple juice is good for this too. This cleansing effect, this purification. So we are, in a way, this Shakti is a purification energy. You might want to fast for a few days or do some juicing. So whatever you're called to do intuitively, follow that guidance. Okay. Now, we're still going to let the energies run. And I'm going to go to the Q&A board. So if you want, those of you that can type, you can post your experiences and I will respond to them. So this is very good. So someone posted, yes, I'm definitely thirsty. It's definitely a soul process of solidifying my bones. I had to rework my imagination, my imaginative process to leave the space in the joints open to some space and not fuse the joints. I will add some lubrication for joints. Yeah, I thought that's really cute. That's good. Some of you probably had to go lay down because it got really intense, and that's okay. Now, as this begins to move more towards completion, which may not be by the time we end this event today, you may begin to feel waves of joy and bliss just coming out of nowhere, moving into even some ecstatic states. So be open to allowing the happiness, the peacefulness, the joy, the bliss, the ecstasy to express through your body at any moment. Wow. Thank you, Anna, for sharing this. Anna's from Canada. She's having some really marvelous experiences. Now, if you are hearing things, this is all normal. But let everything come and go. Let the phenomena come and go so you can have more. Don't attach or hold on to anything. Be like Anna, where there's no thoughts in her mind, where she's feeling pain and shifting come and go in her body, feeling waves of peace, hearing things in between her ears. Some of you might smell scents like flowers, or pine trees, or sea air. It's all normal. Jeannie's had some Kriyas when we got down to original eight cells. That's nice. She's popping and jumping around. Okay, so Sue's skin is itchy. All right, that's good. That's a healing symptom, just like an acupuncture, and your skin gets itchy on the points where the needles are. That means this is good. She's getting flashbacks of images not of this lifetime. So this is good. Now, whatever sensation is feeling really good to you, just breathe into that. And become it. So this feeling of emptiness, just become it. Now, when your body really begins to recognize these vibrations of peace, and joy, and bliss, it reacts just like it reacts to anything. And so these waves that you're feeling, say of deep peace and stillness, that's a healing vibration in itself. Now, let this Shakti, let this oneness begin to move into this area where we have absorbed other people's vibrations and have reacted to other people's energy field and emotional states. You know, it's this level of, oh, I can only be around certain people. And most people, I just cannot be around because I just get too discombobulated and I have to leave. Oh, I can't go to a movie. I can't go to a concert. I can't go out to a restaurant where there's a lot of people. Oh, no. A little comedy team there. All right, so we're going to allow the Shakti, this grace, to move into that illusion that you've been carrying of, I can't do these things, and I would love to be with people. I just can't go out in public too much. Are you kidding me? Go to the laundromat? In a way. So now, if you can just allow yourself effortlessly to begin to move into a space where you are not affected by what's going on in the world and in other people's lives. That your space is so solid that you're like a duck. You know, you throw water on a duck and it just rolls off their feathers. I think they put pledge on their feathers. You know, it makes it really shiny and smooth and waterproof. So you can pledge your energy field, your chakras. So that you could walk in the world and not be of it. And you can walk into the middle of a war zone and not be affected by everybody's chaos and fear. Or you can actually go to a concert and have a really good time. Okay, Susan's belching a lot. So this is good. Unconscious stuff coming up from your stomach, solar plexus, emotional center. Okay, very good. So Karen's having a really good time here with this whole thing of strengthening her personal space, so to speak, and getting some ahas and some remembrances. Katie has rainbow waves moving around. That's really good. She did have a headache. That's good. Hearing through her ears, smelling pine cones, like in the Sierras. Feet itchy, arms tingly. Sinuses releasing big time, so this is good. Sinus congestion, sinus issues, breathing problems through the nose, big time emotional stuff, usually represents stuffing your emotions. Maureen feels like a human torch. Okay, don't forget to put yourself out. Don't burn your house down tonight. Okay, you guys are doing great. So believe this or not, we've been in the energy for almost an hour. Pretty cool activation, huh? Okay. Now, you're going to just let all of this process, if you will, continue into your sleep tonight. And I would bet you many of you are going to have a really nice sound sleep. And you're probably going to be very hungry. And if you haven't had dinner, oh, you're going to munch down at dinner time, and it's going to taste good. Water's going to taste good, too. Now, if any of you got a little bit emotional, that's all right. So please remember, if you are going to drive tonight, to be very grounded before you get in your car and to drive a little bit slower than normal. And if a cop pulls you over for driving too slow, just say, hey, man, I'm in the zone. I'm just driving really carefully. And, hey, you want some of this? Okay. So someone got really warm, because it got really warm in the beginning and got really freezing cold in the middle. Okay, so this is good. Your body's adjusting, your brain's adjusting. So it's like with any kind of really deep change, your body fluctuates. It has to fluctuate before it can find its balance. So like a back and forth, almost to extreme sometimes. Same thing with the kriyas. Slow movements, big movements. Now, all you have to do, if you begin to lose this wonderful feeling, is just remember this. Just remember this call tonight. And you go back into the zone. Now, you're going to notice from this, people are going to kind of be approaching you a little differently for a while. They're going to be relating to you on a slightly different level. So you can expect that. Okay, so for those of you that are shaman-like, so the praying mantis just came in. Now, if you study the symbology of a praying mantis, or if one ever lands on your arm and just sits there and looks at you, the praying mantis, on a very deep level, symbolizes the stillness that you can experience in deep meditation. So if the mantis does come to you, it's just the messenger to, okay, go meditate into the stillness. Remember, that's where the power is, in the stillness. The mantis reflects that which you can get from the stillness experience. Okay, notice where that grounding process is in your body. soothes, feeling like she's coming back to herself. Yay. Okay. You can play the replay on a daily basis. That would be good, Maureen. Or every other day. If you could put this on your cell phone and play it sitting under a tree, that would be really cool. So this feeling of coming back to yourself. Yes, that's what you want to remember. So you all are creating neural pathways, new pathways in your brain that are going to override the old painful pathways of suffering and illness, disease, and hardships, and all of that. You're creating pathways of bliss in your brain. The Bliss Brain, title for somebody's book. So we'll do a closing prayer. So you may put your hands together in the traditional prayer posture or do something with your hands so that your hands can really feel this. So I will do this for the whole group, and then you can take from it what is relevant for you and work it into your own prayer that you do for yourself and others. So as we come into the comprehension of the power of the Shakti, of Divine Mother, of the Divine Feminine, of love, of the oneness, the grace, that flows through all of life. I now choose to be a clear and perfect channel for that power, for self and others. And as I move forward into my life, I am choosing to be free of all illusions, obstacles, and sense of striving and having to do, and allow all aspects and parts of me to be the peace, to be the grace, to be the love that I know that I am in all ways unto eternity. And as I choose to be free within myself, I choose to see the world as free also. And each and every day, I give gratitude and thanks for the blessings that are bestowed upon me from this field of oneness. And may all beings be happy and free. So it is. So be it. Thank you all, and good night.